Lesson 2. Warmth Exercise. Welcome. You're back with Corina for Lesson 2. How did you do with your first experience of the autogenic training? What did you find out about yourself? Did you have any problems? Here are the most common questions people ask. Do I have to say these affirmations aloud? No, you just think them. You say them to yourself. There is just so much noise around me that I cannot concentrate. It is true that we are living in a loud world today. Good thing you noticed. If you start to practice and there is noise, the first thing to do is acknowledge it. You tell yourself, yes, there is this noise. Do not try to push it aside, get angry about it, or pretend it is not there. It is there. It is a fact. But now that you are aware of it, you have a choice. Either you decide you cannot practice now and postpone it to another time, or find a quieter place. Or you can decide, yes, there is this noise, but I will not let it bother me. Tell yourself, I'm indifferent to noise. I'm indifferent to noise. Noise is all the same to me. If you start with your practice and then all of a sudden there is a noise that interrupts you, just acknowledge it and make the decision to be indifferent to it. Yes, it is up to you if you want to be bothered or not. You have the power to decide. And besides, autogenic training is actually helping you to concentrate better. Be a little patient. You just started. I have so many thoughts in my head. They keep taking me away from the affirmations. That is a common problem when you first start autogenic training. That's why you are learning it. You can proceed the same way with your thoughts as with an outer noise source. Acknowledge the thoughts and then tell them in a friendly manner that for the next few minutes they have to wait outside. You are busy now with relaxing and will come back to them afterwards. Treat the thoughts like a little child that keeps nagging at you. Discipline this child in a friendly manner, and it will, in time, be quiet and wait. Again, do not forget that you have just started your practice. I cannot feel any heaviness in my body. Do this little exercise. Sit relaxed on your chair. Arms resting on your thighs. Now, lift your arm very lightly with your other hand. What do you feel? You might feel the weight of your physical arm. You might notice that it actually has weight. Now, you have a reference to guide you. However, the purpose of the exercise is not to feel weight, but to become relaxed. The feeling of weight is just a tool that takes you there. Do you feel a little more relaxed after the exercise than before? If you do, even if you did not feel weight, it is perfectly fine. Can I also practice more than 3 times a day? It has been proven that it is not more effective if you practice more often. But certainly, if you feel like doing it, you can practice more, especially in the beginning, to get into the habit. But often beginners are enthusiastic and overdo, only to find it is too time-consuming and then stop altogether. You know what kind of person you are, so act accordingly. Can I use music with relaxation? Yes, any type of relaxation music you like. You can also use classical music, but make sure it stays at about the same volume throughout the exercise. Try to alternate with music and without music, so you are able to relax independently from any outer help. Now let's get started with our next lesson. The second lesson is an exercise experiencing warmth. When our body feels warm, our blood vessels have expanded and are therefore relaxed. If you're living in a cold climate, you know that when your hands are cold, they also get stiff, which means they have tightened up. The blood draws back in order to nourish the vital organs, and the blood flow is limited to the peripheral nervous system. Same thing happens when you tighten up because of stress. The blood flow will be slower in the tight muscles and receive less nourishment. Therefore, you will get tired more easily. The affirmation we say is, hand quite warm. We are going to add this exercise to the heaviness exercise. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Right arm heavy, quite heavy, heavy, heavy. Left arm heavy, quite heavy, heavy. Left leg heavy, comfortably heavy, heavy. Right leg comfortably heavy, heavy, heavy. Right hand quite warm, quite warm, warm. Left hand quite warm, quite warm, warm. Left leg and foot quite warm, warm, warm. Right leg and foot quite warm, quite warm, warm. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back. Have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles and yawn. Then open your eyes and feel rested and alert. You may wonder why we say hand warm and not also arm warm as we did with the heaviness. It is because our hands contain the most sensation for warmth. Therefore, we will feel the warmth a lot faster if we address the hands. You can now imagine a time and place where you have been cozy and warm. Maybe you have some warm mittens or you are holding a cup of hot tea between your hands. You might imagine putting your cold feet onto a hot water bottle, etc. Again, anything that you can personally relate to will work. So let's practice again with the image you have in mind. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves and let your personal image for warmth rise in your mind's eye. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Right arm heavy. Quite heavy. Heavy. Left arm heavy. Quite heavy. Heavy. Left leg comfortably heavy. 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 Right leg comfortably heavy. 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 Right hand quite warm. Quite warm. 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 Left hand quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Left leg and foot quite warm. 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 Right leg and foot warm. Quite warm. Warm. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back, have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles and yawn.
Oh.
Then open your eyes and feel rested and alert. How did this work for you? A question that often comes up at this point is, what if I'm already very warm and I do not really want to get any warmer? In this case, the little word comfortably will do the job. Just add it in front of the word warm. So you will say, right hand comfortably warm. And your body system will do it just right for you. As a matter of fact, you may use this word anytime you are not quite sure if this is really pleasing for you. Simply put comfortable first, and you will not have to worry. If you are feeling heaviness and your muscles are starting to relax, you might already start feeling a light tingling in your hands. This means that with relaxing the muscles, your blood vessels automatically start to relax as well, and therefore you will feel the warmth. Studies have shown that the temperature of your hands can vary up to 2 degrees centigrade or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on the starting temperature. One exercise is actually leading into the next. It is therefore important to do the exercises sequentially. Let's practice together once more. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves, and let your personal picture for warmth rise in front of your mind's eye. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Right arm heavy. Heavy. Quite heavy. Left arm heavy. Heavy. Quite heavy. Left leg comfortably heavy. Heavy. Right leg comfortably heavy. Heavy. Right hand quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Left hand quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Left leg and foot quite warm. Quite warm. 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 Right leg and foot quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back, have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles and yawn. Then open your eyes and feel rested and alert. One more practice tip. Keep an autogenic training practice routine. Keep doing the exercises even if you think, today I don't need it, I already feel relaxed. As I told you in the first lesson, for the beginner, the main thing is to get into the habit of practicing. It has to become a routine, like brushing your teeth or getting dressed in the morning. Then, when your system knows the affirmation and the visualization comes easily, the autogenic training will be the greatest tool to help you keep calm and relaxed during a stressful day or a stressful time. Good luck and enjoy getting and staying relaxed.